I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Iraqi officials say more than 50 people were killed today in a succession of bomb attacks in Baghdad and Kirkuk. 25 of them died in 3 blasts in Baghdad. The targets in the Iraqi capital were visitors to the shrine of a revered 8th-century imam. Police say they believe that women suicide bombers carried out the attacks there. Farther north, 22 people were killed in a suicide attack in the city of Kirkuk. The target there was a Kurdish political demonstration. The BBC's Jim Muir is in Baghdad. And Jim, this is not the first time pilgrims have been targeted on their way to shrines and mosques for prayer. It must be really hard to protect these crowds.
It is extremely hard. One problem is that it's not as though they're coming at one moment along a specified route, but they're coming on foot. So for days, we've had streams, processions of Shiite pilgrims making their way through the middle of town. You see them stretched out mile after mile. It's very hard to imagine being able to police it completely by, you'd have to close off all the side streets and so on. Very hard, especially to stop suicide bombers and even more so women who can hide bombs under their cloaks and so on, and are also much less liable to attract attention and search. It's very hard to stop them mingling with the crowd, posing as pilgrims themselves, and then blowing themselves up. We've seen it happen quite a few times before, and it seems to be becoming an increasingly popular, if you like, tactic, because many other roads to violence by the insurgents seem to have been pretty much blocked off.
And what are you hearing about who's responsible for these attacks, Jim?
Well, certainly the American military have no doubt that it is, if not al-Qaeda itself, then a related fundamentalist Sunni jihadist group. It certainly falls very much into the same category as a lot of the sectarian violence over the last 2 or 3 years. Well, really, in fact, since the beginning of the insurgency back in 2003-04, where Shiites were being deliberately targeted in the hope of stirring up sectarian strife. These are extreme Sunni fundamentalists who believe that it is virtuous to kill Shiites. So they have absolutely no compunction about killing innocent people. I mean, large crowds of unknown women and children who get killed on these occasions.
Right, as happened today. But violence has been decreasing in Iraq recently, though. What will these attacks do to people's confidence in any progress that might be afoot?
Well, I think people have got kind of used to the fact that a lot of the violence has gone away, but that there is a certain risk associated with going out in any kind of crowd situation. And in fact, it's kind of slightly ironic that sometimes nowadays when bombs go off, they kill a lot more people precisely because it is generally peaceful and the bombs have become the exception rather than the rule. But certainly all levels of violence have come down drastically and quite consistently over the last year. If you look at the graphs that plot all forms of violence and the casualties, you can see a huge bulge in the middle and then a tapering off. And we are now in that tapering off level, which is roughly the same as the levels in 2003 before the insurgency really caught on and before the sectarian violence really took hold in 2006. So it has come right down, but there are still bombers slipping through the net, carrying out attacks like these that act as a reminder that the insurgents are still there and perhaps waiting for conditions to turn around so they could stage a comeback.
Now, these attacks, as we indicated, were carried out by female suicide bombers. And in just a minute, I'm going to be speaking about that fact with Eric Rosenbach, the executive director of Harvard's Belfer Center for International Affairs. But first, Jim, tell us what the response there in Baghdad has been to the news that most or all of the suicide bombers today were women.
Well, I think people are fairly shocked, but it has been an increasing trend. And as I say, it may be that other routes for the insurgents have been made much more difficult. For example, Kazemir, this big pilgrimage that's going on right now and culminates on Tuesday, it's almost impossible to get into Kazemir with a vehicle at the moment. There are very solid checkpoints checking everybody going in there. Nobody with a vehicle can go in. So that kind of route is now blocked off. And that's why I think they're more and more counting on walk-in bombers, especially females, because they can elude detection more easily.
Well, Jim, thank you very much. The BBC's Jim Muir in Baghdad. Eric Rosenbach of Harvard's Belfer Center for International Affairs. You heard Jim Muir there. Most of the suicide bombers who struck in Iraq today were women. How uncommon or common is that?
Well, it's a trend that has really been increasing, especially over the past year. If you look at the numbers for 2007, for example, there were 8 suicide bombings that were attributed to women, whereas this year in 2008, there have already been 25, so it's been a threefold increase.
It is easier for women to carry out suicide bomb attacks. I mean, Jim mentioned one thing, that you can bring bombs in underneath cloaks and dresses. But also it must be particularly difficult because, let's face it, it's got to be awkward, even impossible for American soldiers to be frisking Iraqi women. Do the cultural sensitivities get in the way of security, do you think?
Yeah, the cultural sensitivities play a big role in why al-Qaeda has tried to employ female suicide bombers. It's not only American military personnel, but even Iraqi male military personnel can't search Iraqi women who may be going to an event like this. Now, what the American military has done in response is to try to form corps similar to the Sons of Iraq. There's now a Daughters of Iraq that is comprised of Iraqi women who are willing to do these type of searches and also contribute to the overall security environment.
Right. I mean, there were about 200 women volunteers helping to search women in the crowds this week in Baghdad.
That's right.
I'm just wondering, how is that working out?
It's working out pretty well, although there are only 500 women in all of Iraq that are now a part of this effort. As opposed to Iraqi men, there are 90,000 that are just dedicated to doing these type of local security initiatives. So you can see that the supply and the demand definitely does not work out here, which is why the is still in al-Qaeda in Iraq's advantage to use female suicide bombers.
And are there options that the U.S. military is trying to pursue in concert with the Iraqi security forces to deal with the problem?
The American military is bolstering the training for women who are willing to do this. So just last week, for example, there were 150 new graduates of the Daughters of Iraq who graduated in Diyala. Diyala province is another place where there have been a high number of female suicide bombers.
Now, describe generally, if you could, what the profile is of a typical woman in Iraq who goes out and straps on an explosive belt on her body. I mean, is there a typical female suicide bomber?
Each case is usually unique, but some of the trends that you do see are that a lot of the women were either married to or related to an Iraqi, usually a Sunni, who was a member of al-Qaeda in Iraq or who was killed by American or Iraqi military forces.
It's got to be fairly easy then to try and figure out who these people are or could be.
It's actually more difficult than you would think, although you may be able to track down who was killed or who has been killed by the U.S. military. Trying to determine whether they had a daughter or a sister or a wife is much more difficult. Just sorting through the maze of all these different personalities in Iraq is a very big intelligence task.
So despite the tragedy and circumstances of today's attacks, do they give you in any way a kind of a sense that the profile on the ground violence-wise is changing in Iraq?
It's an important point. And one thing that Jim just mentioned is that as al-Qaeda in Iraq becomes more desperate, they have to become more creative with the measures that they use to try to adjust to the enhanced security situation. So now using women, and in some cases they've even used mentally handicapped individuals to carry bombs, is a sign that they're more desperate and that they really have to grab for the last straw to try to reach out and attack both Iraqis and Americans.
Eric Rosenbach, Executive Director of Harvard's Belfer Center for International Affairs, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.